Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. In many of the program shows, we will bring a focus to the rays, and from March, we will be starting a wonderful adventure activating crystalline cities of light and our own crystalline matrix working with the rays. What I want to do over the next few weeks is take you through an in-depth understanding of the first three rays, in particular, starting with the first ray of will and power. So I'll be taking you through a guided visualization on this, and then we'll be available to answer any questions you might have. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now. Coming in to that center within yourself. Seeing a beautiful golden white light now above the crown chakra. Just breathing this into the body through the crown chakra. As you breathe in this fluid golden white light of Mother, Father, God, just allow it to enter into each cell and molecule in the body. Cleansing, clearing, and healing. Breathe out anything that needs to be released at this time. Deep rhythmic breaths as you come into that center within yourself, that center of balance and love, harmony and wholeness, as you align now with your I Am presence, connecting in to the crystal heart of Mother Earth. And calling in now the company of heaven, the archangels, the mighty Elohim, the Christ at ETs, the order of Melchizedek, Melchior the galactic logos, Helios and Vesta the solar logi, Sanakamara, the bridge to solar Christ consciousness. Lord Buddha, the planetary logos. Lord Maitreya, the planetary Christ. Chohans of the rays, your higher light and guardian angel. And now you call in nature intelligence and all other beings of light you personally acknowledge and that wish to join you now in this sacred space. As you align yourself more with the light of who you are, as this magical master being of love, an ambassador of light. Feeling this connection now through the unity grid of light, through this crystalline matrix of light, to the other light workers along this grid of light, and to all the beings of light from on high, assisting in this ascension process. See this grid wrapped initially now in a beautiful golden flame of light of unity consciousness. And now bring in the energy of the higher qualities of the first ray of will and power in a beautiful red flame of light. as you hold this energy, connecting to all those listening into this radio show or listening to the archives. As you hold this combined energy of unconditional love and unity consciousness, let us start with this guided visualization. Welcome, sweet beings of light. In this guided visualization, you are going to work with the first ray of will and power. At this moment in time, it is a very powerful ray to work with, given the power and control issues that are disintegrating on a global level, and a wonderful ray to work with personally, to assist you to shift deeper into empowerment, to trust and surrender to the divine, and to align your will to the divine will of Mother, Father, God. For a moment now, just take a look at some of the lessons that you may have experienced regarding power and control issues. Well, the energy of this year in particular, as it aligns you into the divine feminine, into unconditional love, brings to the surface all that is needing to be cleared. And at this moment in time, more rapidly than anticipated. Have a look at some of the choices that you have made. In which you have played either the victim or the persecutor role, or the choices to align your will to the divine will of Mother, Father, God. Hold this focus as Master Amore, the Chohan to this first ray, overlights you now and invites you to go on a journey with him, which will assist you to come into your own power, into empowerment, through the first ray of will and power. And now, overlighted by Master Amore, you are going to travel to the ascension seat of will and power, holding the energy of this first ray in its highest light, and supported in this divine light by your I Am presence, the radiant celestial being of light that you are becoming in this now moment. And now an external Merkaba vehicle of light comes in. A beautiful, energetic spaceship made in the finest frequencies of love and light. You now travel through grids of divine light and find yourself in the ascension seat of the first ray of will and power. All around you now, you see the masters to this first ray, gently sending you their love, their light, and their support. Thank you. And now as you feel the energies of the first ray of will and power being anchored through each cell and molecule in your body in a vibrant red color, Master Almore comes forward to tell you more about the first ray of will and power. This first ray is primarily concerned about owning your personal power and aligning your will with the divine will of God. This first ray, along with the second ray of love, wisdom, and the third ray of divine intelligence, also called the threefold flame of power, love, and wisdom, imbues all the rays with aspects of their divine qualities. So you are all working with these ray qualities to some degree. Many people still choosing the victim persecutor consciousness are integrating the qualities to this first ray and the vibrant energy associated with this ray, which requires you to detach yourself from control and domination issues and become the empowered warrior of divine will. In so doing, you truly understand what it is to wield power rather than to submit to it. The first magical image associated with this ray is one of a mighty warrior on his chariot, armed and crowned, going forth to war. His strong right arm protecting his people and ensuring that justice shall be served. The warrior knows when it is time to utilize positive anger, ensuring respect and wisdom through the correct use of will and power, love and wisdom. Although this dynamic right action may occasionally appear as confrontational, there are times when waiting for things to happen are inappropriate methods of conflict resolution. And hence many socio-political souls operate primarily from within the emanations of the first ray department. The second magical image associated with the first ray is that of the hermaphrodite. The energy associated with this image is about bringing into balance the divine masculine and feminine energies, combining power with love and bringing a deeper level of integration and equilibrium. The key to integrating the first ray is to trust and surrender, to truly allow your higher light to guide you with the overlighting of Mother, Father, God and the company of heaven. This takes you out of survival into living in love, as well as lifting the veils of illusion and allowing you to follow your soul purpose or sacred contract, touching into the higher mind of God and the realms of illumined truth. To inspire others to seek their truth and utter their spiritual reality requires coming into empowerment as a benevolent energy of the warrior king. Taking others into new frontiers through the breaking down of old structures and manifesting new forms based on one unity consciousness. Many of the souls traveling along the energy of the first wave will generally have chosen a life filled with perceived obstacles and challenges in order to have the courage to step into their power and a deeper level of compassion, wisdom, and love. For the gift you give yourself and others in mastering this first ray is immeasurable in its magnificence. The distortions to this ray have been played out on this earthly playground for eons upon eons. And now as you enter into higher dimensional frequencies of light, as you let go of these illusionary garments, as you put on garments of light, as the atoms and molecules in the body spin faster, as you activate the dormant DNA, bringing through more of your multi-dimensional memories, you choose to align your will to the divine will of Mother, Father, God. You choose to reclaim your power and through this to come into peace. You let go of the illusionary aspects that no longer hold true for you. The need to control or be controlled. The need to dominate or be dominated. When you drop the struggle, you drop the strife. You truly come into harmony, and with this, you let go of frequencies of anger, resentment, and pain. For truly through your free will, do you choose only to perpetuate these patterns that cause you further pain, or choosing fear over love? You now look at some recent lessons where you perhaps chose fear over love, where you were afraid to step into your power and to communicate your truth. Perhaps in communicating with colleagues, your friends, partner, or loved one, you held back your truth. You expressed yourselves in anger. You let those images come to mind now, where you have misused or abused your power, where you have played the role of victim and persecutor. And now you see yourself stepping into empowerment, overlighted by the company of heaven and the energy of your higher light, your mighty I Am presence, as you now change this image of control or domination or misuse or abuse of power. You see yourself with the same person or people, and you reclaim back your power at this time. You communicate and express your truth. You stand in your light. You stand in your truth, and you let this person know. I love you and I forgive you as I love and forgive myself. I love you and I forgive you as I love and forgive myself. You give your power away not only to others, but also to the subconscious mind and the negative ego. The negative ego that believes it will be destroyed. As you are initially embraced more within the energy of your higher life, the voice of the conditional self, the negative ego, may appear to get even louder, attempting to make you believe that you are not worthy, you are not good enough. If you follow this voice, you give your power to your negative ego and your subconscious mind. As these negative thoughts, these negative feelings come up, this propels a cycle of addiction and abuse, taking you further down the road of guilt and pain, strife and struggle. This is the time to affirm your worth. And you say to yourself now, I am worthy, I am appreciated, I am loved. I am an empowered being and choose to align my will with the divine will of Mother, Father, God. To understand that you are this master being of love and light is a fact. All else is illusionary. You repeat this to yourself now. I am a master being of love and light. I am a master being of love and light. How does this make you feel when you say this to yourself? Do you believe it? Is it real for you? Do you know this to be your truth? Or is your negative ego coming up again and saying, "Who, me? You must be kidding." If you simply realize this truth, the pain and suffering would disappear. You would recognize the perfection within the seemingly imperfection. You would come into peace and serenity, or put another way, trust and surrender. Life is not about struggle. Life is not about poverty consciousness. The false beliefs you buy into are reflected back to you every moment of every day. So take this time now to truly stand in your power. To recognize the love and the wisdom of who you are as this magical master being of love and light and ambassador of light with a sacred purpose and sacred contract. As we move into the energy of those fourth and fifth dimensional frequencies of light, into this golden age of Aquarius, you are seeing the breaking down of not only political, economic, and social structures, but also breaking down within yourselves a fragmentation of sorts, of letting go of that which no longer works for you. However, you truly need to step out of fear and trust and surrender to the divine. For the more you choose to ignore the lessons, the harder they will be at this time. Truly to understand the Christ consciousness being that you are, the negative ego aspects within yourself have to be accepted, embraced, loved, and nurtured. And now just feel the energy of this first ray as all behavioral patterns, false beliefs and judgments are being released from each cell and molecule in your body. As the atoms and molecules in your body start to spin faster in the light of who you truly are, in the light of who you have forever been. You are already home. Now take this essence of empowerment and feel it within each cell, within each molecule of your body. There's no more learning to do. Life now is simply about being. About being open to receiving. Open to the abundance of creation. Open to loving. It is about creating peace. Coming into empowerment, experiencing serenity and abundance. And at this moment in time, you are being given an opportunity to create this as your reality in streams of light and higher consciousness within this first ray ashram. Just only the remnants of the negative ego and the remnants of old patterns that take you into this illusionary aspect and duality of the earth plane. We are all one. Separation does not exist. You now say this to yourself, or out aloud. I am one with all life. I am one with all life. Almore now comes forward and brings through the first ray qualities of all to good. individuality, vitality, singleness of purpose and clear vision in a beautiful red color, anchoring these red qualities through the crown chakra, energy center related to this first ray, aligning your will with the divine will of Mother, Father, God. This ray is related to the fifth initiation, the initiation of revelation. At this level of initiation, you are being impulsed by your mighty I Am presence. Furthermore, you understand that you are here to assist in service in love, as you physically ascend en masse into Christ consciousness. You now feel this connection to your mighty I Am presence as you step more into your power, into empowerment, surrounding your body, energy field and hologram in this beautiful red flame of light. You now affirm to yourself, I am an empowered being of light. I take back the power I have given to others and my subconscious mind as I step into my own power, bringing with it self-worth, self-respect, dignity, honor, and the understanding of the divine equality of all life. See yourself as this warrior of light, holding the sword of holy truth, letting go of old energies, issues of domination, power, control, abuse and misuse of power. You now repeat the following invocation. I call upon Master Aomori to assist me with clear vision and to imbue my energy field with vitality and singleness of purpose. As I surrender to the divine, trust in myself and others. As I open to receiving with clear boundaries. As I take on the mantle of leadership through dynamic right action. I am a master being of light. I am an empowered warrior of light. I am all that I am. You now affirm, I call upon my mighty I Am presence to strengthen my will and to give me courage as I step into a deeper level of trust, surrender, and union with the divine. Now take a deep breath into the body, honoring yourself as this magical master being of love and ambassador of light. We We thank all these beings of light now as you say your goodbyes. Your Merkaba vehicle of light now comes in, and you find yourself traveling along grids of divine light. For a moment now, you just hold this focus on the unity grid of light, surrounding this earth plane and all life in this beautiful red flame of empowerment, bringing your focus for this moment to Egypt, allowing the higher ray frequencies of this first ray to dismantle these old issues of power and control. Now see this energy amplified through the Middle East, as you affirm again, I am one with all life. I trust and surrender to the divine. Now I take this beautiful red flame into those countries and areas where you perceive it is needed most at this time. Wonderful. You now gently come back to your sacred space, feeling yourself firmly connected to this earth, to all life in one unity consciousness. Now bring in a beautiful red bubble of light, 2 to 3 feet around you in all directions, and a grounding cord going deep into the earth, into the heartbeat of Mother Earth. When you feel firmly connected, relaxed and centered, you gently open your eyes. And with this, we bid you a most magical day. Great. So just take a moment now to come back into your sacred space, grounding yourself. So the rays are very important in terms of the understanding of many of the lessons that we play out and how we act and react. And I think this first ray is certainly one that we've all been working with. The first 7 rays in particular have both higher and lower ray qualities to them. And the earth itself falls under the third ray of divine intelligence. So with that, the lower ray qualities to that third ray would be the lesser than and better than consciousness. And the higher ray qualities would, of course, be tapping into the higher mind and the wisdom of Mother, Father, God. So we see a lot of that, but to a lesser degree, we also have the energy of the first ray of will and power and the lower qualities of that coming out and being played out in full force on this earth plane. And the more the light comes down and the higher rays are coming in, with the energy too of this first ray, because it's the first, second, and third ray, the higher qualities of that that imbue all the rays, we're seeing many shifts and changes. So we're seeing a breaking down of old structures, and of course, socially, economically, financially, and many changes that are occurring on our earth plane. And of course, we're seeing this in a lot of different countries too, with the focus that we brought through today on Egypt in particular, with everything that is going on there at the moment, in letting go of hopefully power and control issues, of at least bringing our focus to assisting that on the inner planes. The other part of working with this from a personal perspective is that you can be this beautiful light worker, but if you're not in your power and able to express your truth and your reality, of course, it's going to be very difficult to be able to take your service work to another level. And I feel sometimes that there is a misunderstanding of what a light worker represents, because it's not about just being this loving person. It's also about being able to communicate your truth and do so through dynamic right action. Sometimes standing there with the sword of holy truth and knowing when to step forward in dynamic right action and when to step back in love wisdom. We have some time for some calls. I'm not sure if any of you have any questions at this time, but you'd be welcome to call in. If you're local to the States and Canada, you can call in on 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. From outside of the States, you can call in on 1-530-413-4522. That's 1-530-413-4522. So in essence, what we're doing is we're having a rapid acceleration occurring of the merging of different realities and taking us through these pathways of light into this golden age of light. And with it, of course, what's being amplified and mirrored is not only the higher frequencies that are coming down and bringing these old issues to the surface, but we're going to be seeing that a lot more in our own personal lives. So the energy of this ray certainly can assist in many ways to bring a mindfulness to how you act or react in particular situations regarding power and control issues. Sometimes we step into old patterns and someone can irritate us or make us mad, and instead of being able to sit there and possibly surround ourselves in this beautiful red flame and to surround that person and to communicate clearly, we get into that energy with the person, we start to play out power issues, control issues, we say things that possibly we shouldn't say, and it can be obviously something that's quite detrimental to us. So it is important to be aware of actually how we can use the rays. So we've got Santara from California on the line. Hi, Santara. Yes, hi.
Hi. You know, you're talking about letting go of these aspects that aren't serving us, and as we start coming more and more into our power, it's part of, as we do this more and more, do we become naturally more detached from those that we're around? I mean, what I'm saying here is, as we become, okay, this is what's happening. As I feel I'm opening my heart more and more and becoming more unconditional loving with myself, and the realization that I'm one with everything, I'm having the opposite of feeling more detached from my husband and my family and my friends, like almost like I don't even, not even connected to them anymore, and that I'm not going to be with them anymore. And it's almost a sadness when I look at people that I'm mm-hmm. with now. It's a sadness that I'm just kind of accepting that, okay, let this go. This is all part of the process. But it's like I'm not going to be with these people anymore. I'm going to be moving into a different part of myself that is not going to be involved with these people anymore. And it's this horrible grief. And I don't
know. There's two aspects to that, Sentara. The first one, of course, is the more you step into becoming your higher light and looking through your master eyes, you start to view things a lot from a level of emotional detachment. So you don't have the same buttons that are being pushed. You don't have the same emotional oscillations. And, of course, hopefully you don't have a lot of the same actions or reactions. But the second aspect to that is, of course, you must remember we chose to incarnate through these planes of duality. And through that, of course, some of the soul connections you have are based on karmic patterns. So you still carry out and you perpetuate your patterns. You move through these reflections until you get to that point, possibly where you are, where you're just in that place of emotional detachment. But you must be in a place coming from love, rather than, anger or whatever the emotions may be that are coming up. And it doesn't necessarily have to move into a place of grief or letting go unless you choose that, unless it is your choice to say, I honor where my family is, where my colleagues are, where my friends are, but as I'm moving into a different place, I'm going to attract for myself my family of life that is more in resonance with my frequency. But through that and your ability to step into a higher level of light, you also have the ability to adjust your frequency. And you can amplify that to create a bridge, which, of course, many light workers are already doing, working on different levels of frequency on this earth plane. So it doesn't have to necessarily move into that place of grief and letting go. It can also move into a place of bringing with. It depends on what the patterns are. It depends on what the karmic connection is or what the soul contract might be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Sentara.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Bye-bye. So we've got June from Calgary, Alberta. Hi, June.
Hi, Anrita. It's a pleasure.
Lovely to meet you,
my
too.
My question is, how is it that we seem to be doing this work for so long, but there seems to be so much coming up, and sometimes we're really tired, and other times it seems that many people have so many different abilities, and we just keep trying and trying and trying, and it just seems more of a struggle.
The more light that is anchored on this earth plane, the greater we're going to experience collectively a lot of oscillations and, greater dualities because as the light comes in, it must clear. And that's not only within ourselves, but that's as a collective on this earth plane. So we will see greater events occurring of power and control issues, of abuse and misuse of power, and of course on the other side, lesser than, better than consciousness, a lot of the polarities and lower qualities to the rays. But there will come a time when we will be able to collectively hold that light focus and actually just shift dimensionally into experience those higher octaves on a more, not only conscious, but permanent way as we activate in that, anchoring them through our bodies. What is happening is within this third dimension, we're starting to experience up until the ninth dimension. So we're experiencing different octaves that will take us into the essence of these higher dimensions. So there's two aspects to that. One, again, is to recognize that we are on this planet of duality, but as we anchor more light and shift dimension there, that is occurring for the entire planet. Because this earth and auto life is ascending. So the entire earth will eventually move into a higher dimensional frequency. So we will see then at that stage a lot less of the dualities or the playing out. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, and even 2012, 2013, even this year, 28th of October, from the Mayan perspective, being a very important ending of the Mayan calendar, what we will see is just greater levels of these higher dimensional frequencies. But there will come a time where we, as physical vessels of light, will gather more and more in numbers and be able to hold, anchor, and activate that light, both individually and collectively. Sometimes if we look through from a third dimensional perspective at life around us, it can feel quite disillusioned you can feel quite disillusioned because, of course, there is so much going on that is not yet part of that reality of one unity consciousness. So it's to hold the focus, to hold the light, to hold the knowing and the truth that not only are you this being of light, this physical vessel of light, assisting in this light work, but this earth and all her life will be lifted into that light too.
Okay. I know there's many other questions and many others that want to get on, so I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you. Thank you, June. Wonderful. Lots of love and blessings to you. Great. So we've got Yvonne from Holland. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello, I'm Rita. I have a question. Is it really just a conscious choice that to align your will with your higher self?
That's a very interesting question, Yvonne, because I've had quite a few people asking before, if I align my will with the divine will or my higher light, I'm giving up my free will. That is actually quite a funny question, because of course you're not. You know, you are choosing that. What is happening is that you are the star being, this physical vessel of light, this ambassador of light. And you are choosing to merge and integrate more of your higher light on this earth plane. And you do that through coming into the alignment with your higher self, with your Christed over self, more mighty I am presence. And so that is a conscious choice. But the first stage is to choose that, to choose to trust and surrender to the divine, to choose to follow the guidance and intuition of your higher light as it guides and directs you in your everyday life, to choose to create healthy boundaries, to choose to surround yourself by people that can see you, that can honor you in your level of discernment, have a look at the reality that you're creating. So it is something that is a personal choice, but it is something that will happen for all of us, whether now, whether at a later stage, or whether, you know, eons down the line. So we are all moving in this forward evolutionary process that is seeing us stepping into that alignment of our higher light. But of course, many light workers and star-seeded ones are already mapping what we call the I Am Avatar Blueprint. In choosing to align your will to the divine will of Mother, Father, God, in choosing to embody your higher light, you are taking on the I Am Avatar Blueprints of light. You are taking on the ability to shift not only the cellular memories, but also to hold light at a cellular level that will activate the essence of your multidimensionality and take you into that essence and knowing of yourself as this master being, as yourself as this earthly angelic being.
Right. So, and anything that's it's the ego that is resistant, or thinking that it's not good enough, or thinking it's, oh my goodness, I did it wrong, and that sort of stuff.
Of course, you know, and that negative ego is like a little child running amok. You know, it has to be, you know, channeled. It has to be disciplined. It has to be loved. And it's for you to do that. And often what I say, a very simple guided visualization or energy technique is, if you see the negative thoughts coming up, erase them in the mind's eye, set on a blackboard and replace them with the positive affirmations. The first step is to catch those thoughts. The second step is to affirm. And the third step is to start changing your behavioral patterns.
Yeah.
And it will come. It will come for us all. We're just in that place where we're transitioning. And it can be very difficult. We're going through a lot of emotional oscillations, both individually and collectively. And we're all connected. So what is happening in parts of the world will be more greatly reflected into our reality at the same time. And, of course, every country has an etheric net and also different ray frequencies that are overlighted. So they work with both the higher and lower ray qualities. So it's just a case of knowing that you are this physical vessel of light. And the other suggestion I have is work through the unity grid of light. Take yourself into that crystalline grid of light, because there's a lot of key code activations that occur there, both individually and collectively. And you can really feel that sense of interconnectedness with other light workers and the beings of light. So it's a very beautiful place to know that we network there, we bring our collective focus, we amplify our energy, and we truly do create change.
Yes, it does feel different when one does that, yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you for clarifying.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling in. Lots of love and blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great. Well, it looks like that's all we have time for today. So I'd like to thank you all, my precious friends, and for listening in to the show today. And Solara Unruh will be on next week. So please do join her show. If you'd like further information on the Rays, our ebooks, related products, you're welcome to visit our website at playdenlight.net. Alternatively, we have got some rare invocations on our YouTube channel and Rita Melchizedek. Thank you very much, and from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love. See you on the grid.